turn to John chapter 10, we will hear about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Let's listen to the Word of God. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf in coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So if Jesus is the Good Shepherd, then that means we're sheep. Now, I don't know much about sheep, but I do know that they're not the brightest animals of the bunch. So why couldn't we be something cool like a lion or a cheetah or an eagle? Something strong, something brave, something with brains, just not sheep. There was a children's church minister who was talking to his audience about the 23rd Psalm. He told the children about sheep, and he said that sheep weren't smart and they needed lots of guidance, and that a shepherd's job was to stay close to the sheep, protect them from wild animals, keep them from wandering off and doing dumb things that would get them hurt or killed. And he pointed to the little children in the room and said that they were the sheep and they needed lots of guidance. Then the minister put his hands out to the side, palms up in a dramatic gesture, and with raised eyebrows said to the children, "If you are the sheep, then who is the shepherd?" He was pretty obviously pointing to himself. A silence of a few seconds followed. Then a young visitor said, "Jesus, Jesus is the shepherd." The young minister, obviously caught by surprise, said to the young visitor, "Well, then who am I?" The visitor frowned thoughtfully and then said with a shrug, "I guess you must be a sheepdog." And the child's right. Just like the dog in this children's story, Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep. And out of this metaphor, I'm starting to think that God doesn't think we're very bright. Whether we like it or not, the truth is we need a shepherd to protect us. We need a shepherd to keep us away from harm. We need a shepherd when we're doing dumb things. We need a shepherd who has a better vision than us, who can see that storm coming, who can tell when it's time to move pasture, and who's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. It turns out that we need a shepherd more than we realize, and maybe we are more like sheep, or in some cases, sheepdogs. If we weren't sheep, then we wouldn't rely on a shepherd. But we don't just want anyone leading us sheep, do we? We need someone who we can trust. We want to be led by the Good Shepherd, someone who will make sure that we stick together, someone who protects us from thieves and bandits, someone who will call us by name and lead us on the right path. Now, it really matters that the shepherd calls his sheep by name because that means he cares for us. Means that the shepherd knows who we are. He knows each and every one of us so personally that he knows our name, that he knows who we are. One time I called Siobhan's mom and I was hoping to get her right away, but by the time I got it, the answering machine chimed in, and I started saying, "Hi, this is Jonathan Warren. I was just checking in." And right after I hung up, Siobhan gave me this funny look, asked me if I really needed to say my last name. I mean, you're leaving a message with family. She has caller ID, Jonathan, and I wonder how many Jonathan she actually knows. Besides, she probably recognized your voice. So I answered the phone the next time it rang, and I noticed it was Siobhan's mom on the caller ID. And she asked me if this was Jonathan Warren. Just like family, who knows our voice and who knows us by name. When it says the shepherd knows us by name, it means that we are important to him. It means that we know his voice as well as he knows ours. Additionally, the shepherd leads us down the path. Our shepherd has a vision that no sheep could ever have. The shepherd knows where the best pastures are, it says in Psalm 23. Shepherd knows when danger's coming, and when he leads, the sheep follow his voice. When Jesus talks about the sheep listening to the shepherd, he's actually responding to people who don't hear him. The Pharisees aren't willing to hear Jesus no matter what he says or does. These sheep just don't hear the good shepherd's voice. This part in John is right after the healing of the man who was born blind. And the Pharisees aren't able to hear what Jesus is saying. And in contrast, in this story, the blind man hears Jesus' voice. Not only does the blind man hear him, but also Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days. He hears his voice. And when Jesus tells him to get up, he listens. A blind man and a dead man are able to hear the good shepherd's voice. Oftentimes, those who might seem the unlikeliest to hear Jesus are the only ones who hear the good shepherd leading them. Sheep hear the good shepherd's voice and they follow. Now, this church has some impressive and sharp folks among us. There's CFOs and CEOs, there's managers and general managers, presidents, vice presidents of companies. There's folks here who are principals. We even have a retired congressman in our membership. There's farmers and teachers and lawyers, people who've started their own businesses. We have many fancy cars in our parking lot. I've even heard some in our community call this church the Country Club Church. I don't know if you've heard that. But we also have people with big hearts who want to make a difference in our community. There are people here who are on boards, leaders of community organizations. We have some of the best educated people in town. In fact, some of us are professors. Retired professors, those who value and continue to share education. But even with all this, we have to know who we are. I don't want to be known as the Country Club Church or the church with the smartest and sharpest people in town. I don't want to tout my education or act like I'm better than anyone because I'm not. I'm just a sheep. Praise be to God that we are sheep and not something cool like a lion or a cheetah or an eagle, because if we were one of those, we wouldn't hear the shepherd's voice. And I don't know about you, but I hope and pray that I'm the dumbest sheep there is. Or at least the dumbest sheepdog out there, so that I will follow the voice of the shepherd. Because if I'm a dumb sheep, then I will be sure to follow Jesus, because I often get frightened when caught in a storm, because I often get distracted by the flashy things of this world, because I rarely know what's the best, and I need a whole lot of help. So that's my charge for you today. Be the dumbest sheep you can be. Don't act like you're smarter than God because you're not. Don't act like you know what you're doing because you don't. You're just sheep. The truth is, dumb sheep know what to do the best. They know how to listen to the voice of the good shepherd. They know how to follow him. And if we live into this charge, then I know you'll listen because Jesus cares for you and calls you by name. You'll listen to his voice because he's trustworthy. And he'll keep you safe and pull you out of hard and dumb situations. It's something we all need today, to listen to the Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.